Hello everyone, welcome to Disco Podcast. Hope you're good. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about that kind of sound, that sort of like a little bit of a synth or a little bit of guitar that just drags you in, something that you think, oh, that's amazing. You can't quite put your finger on it. I'm quite sort of person who does get really into, you know, one song because it's got a really good sound on that I like, you know. An example of that, I bought a 90s dance song by a band called GX, There's Nothing I Won't Do, and just a really nice little synth break in the middle of it, which I really like, and that was the thing, you know. And I would try and kind of listen to that and maybe try and mix between the two on a tape deck or something, trying to do some sort of mix with it or something. There's always something like that, and it's the same with them. So when you first hear like Donna Summer, Giorgio Moroder, I Feel Love, you know, that just, every time you hear it, it's just when it starts up, you just, it's just something about it. Excellent. Same as Human League Being Boiled as well. You can hear that numerous times, seeing them live numerous times, and Being Boiled just does it every time. Just all the nice, there's the synths just sound perfect. And also Machine Gun by Portishead. I love Portishead, but Machine Gun's possibly now my favourite Portishead song, just because it just, you know, it is obviously a drum sound, a drum machine sound, and it just starts mutating over the song and stuff, and yeah, it's quite brutal, but you know, with Beth Gibbons singing over the top, it's just something about it, it's just brilliant. And I think, yeah, I could be right in saying that Jeff Barrow worked on See Within a Sea by Horrors as well, and that had a lovely synth bit in the middle of it as well, which is brilliant. But it's that weird thing where you kind of get dragged into a song. The rest of the song might just be all right, but just one or two little bits that just suddenly grab you. It's strange. I find that more with electronic sounds like synthesizers and stuff rather than guitars. Sometimes with the guitars, there'll be something. I'm not a fan of and really over the top guitar solos and stuff, that's not really my style. So when it is like a nice synth break and stuff like that, you know, it's just like, I think it was even Voulez-Vous by Erasure when they did the covers EP, the synths on that were just stood out. But they stay with you, these things, when you hear really really good synth sound or something like that, you know. The fact that the Human League early stuff is still relevant now, it just shows, doesn't it, you know. And Kraftwerk as well, our biggest example of all this, you know, when you first hear something like Trans Europe Express or something like that, or Tour de France, just, yeah, just like, or Computer Love, it just, and the fact that Coldplay sample it as well, doesn't cheapen it, you know, that's fair enough, they've got to make some more money, but come on, you know, it's like, it's brilliant, you know. That brings into question the whole sampling thing. If something's brilliant when you first hear it in the original song, then them taking it and doing something, I mean, at least Coldplay actually made it into a guitar bit, that was quite interesting. But sometimes when people just literally just take the good bit out of a song and then put it into theirs and then do rap over it or something like that, I don't know. But yeah, I'm sure everyone's got that thing where the just one little moment. A lot of time for me, it's like Born Slippy by Underworld, when everything calms down on that song, and then the nice refrain starts, it's just, and then builds back up again. I often find that when it all calms down, the break, and then that's all the sound that stays with us. But again, I could just be rambling on about synthesizer sounds and stuff, who knows. But yeah, there's always some intriguing sound that I suddenly remember. And No One Driving by John Fox as well. When I saw John Fox as well supporting OMD, that just stayed in my head, the synth on that. Just one of them sort of songs, you know. Same with OMD, with Souvenir as well. That gets us that. Oh, it's a fantastic song. Yeah, it's quite a sad song, obviously, but yeah, brilliant nonetheless. And you know, I think that there's so many probably that I can't even remember. And a lot of times it could be really crap bands, you know, that have had one good song, but then you just, you know, it just suddenly gets in your head. And like Late in the Pier, Bathroom Gurgle, that had a really nice synth on and stuff like that. And you know, you can go from something that just sticks in your brain, like Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson, you know, things like that. They've got something about it. And sometimes you do hear a song far too many times and it takes away something from it, you know. But then other times, you know, like something like Small Town Boy or something, the synth on that, and it's just brilliant. And yeah, you know, even M83's song Midnight City was still used on Made in Chelsea, and every time you hear it, it just got something about it, you know. It's sometimes if you do hear a song too many times, it can make it sound crap, but then you've got something like Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough, and you know, it's brilliant. And there's so much. I didn't actually have a plan what I was going to talk about in this, really. I was just going to ramble. But The Look by Metronomy, the kind of the seaside organ sound just gets in your head, and that's just a brilliant thing that just, it pulls you in, you know. There's certain songs that just pull you in, and because they're just one little nice cool sound and stuff, you know. Because sometimes it might not be a chorus that gets in your head. It might be that the chorus might just be a musical bass, you know. Yeah, so I managed to ramble on for a bit and not mention Pet Shop Boys. Yeah, they'll get a mention, don't worry, in every other podcast. So, you know, also in terms of just new music that's getting in my head in terms of nice electronic sounds is Rasheed Murphy, Mastermind, from a new album, Take Up to Monto, which is really good as well. So if you like Rasheed Murphy, check that out. There's so many, you know. I'm just scanning through iTunes at the same time, trying to remember stuff. But and one that not a lot of people might have heard of is Teeth. That's Teeth and Sea Spaces. If just electronic sounds, I just get in your head and pull you in. I would say Sea Spaces is definitely one to check out. Google that, because that's absolutely brilliant. And finally, I'm going to say Myxomatosis by Radiohead. Brilliant synth, absolutely pulls you in, that like really gets you that. So we've done some good rambles, and for a cheeky bonus, Scribble by Underworld as well. That's fantastic. What a brilliant song. Basically I've just given lots of homework of stuff to listen to, so go and listen to some of the stuff I've rambled on about, and thanks very much for your time. See you later, bye.